This is Stacey Aika, and welcome to a new month of the Tidy Triumph Podcast. Hello, 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 my lovely new friends. Happy New Year. I hope the holiday season was joyous and refreshing and that you're as ready as I am to start a new chapter. Now, I'm not a resolution-setting woman, but I do love the idea of the new beginnings that are brought on by a new day, a new month, and even a new year. My name is Stacey Aika, and I'm so excited to be part of this amazing group of experts and fellow panelists. I wish for all of us a healthy and happy 2023. For the next 12 months, I will be talking with you about all things organizing, and let me tell you, keeping these segments under an hour, let alone under 5 minutes, is a real challenge for me. I could talk about organizing all day long, and being succinct is absolutely not one of my fortes. With that said, I do have a lot of tips, tricks, and ideas to share with you, but before we get into any of that, I want to use our time today to talk about what organizing is and what organizing isn't. And before we get specific, do me a favor, take a minute to think or dream about how you prefer to spend your free time. And if you're like, free time, what the heck is that? Don't worry, and please don't think that I have this perfect little life, because trust me, my life has been and can be quite messy, and I've been where you are if where you are is short on free time. But if that is where you are, you don't have to stay there. So for me, when I'm not working, my favorite three things to do are knitting, reading, and exercising. So think about this. The purpose of being organized is to make sure that you are using your time as wisely as possible. I want to get my chores, my work, and my errands done as quickly as possible so that I have the most amount of time left over to knit, read, and exercise. And you obviously will want to do the same so that you have as much time as possible to game, be on social media, do homework with your child, play with your puppy, go to the gym, go to the library, go for a walk, whatever it is that you want to do. You get the idea. And we all have the same 24 hours in a day. I'm sure you've heard this before, but the difference lies in how we use those 24 hours. The best way to make sure that you have as much time to enjoy the things that you want to do is to learn how to do the things you don't want to do in the shortest amount of time possible. And this doesn't mean rushing or doing them poorly. It just means using your time wisely. And the only way to do that is to be organized in whatever way works best for you. So what does it mean to be organized? Not to keep you in suspense, but first let's talk about what being organized is not about. And some of this may surprise you. It's not just about being tidy. It's not just about being clean. It's not just about being neat. It's not just about being perfect. It's not about rushing through important tasks just to be able to say you completed them. It's not just about making lists. It's not just about being on a schedule. It's not about quantity, i.e. doing the most amount of things in a day. Being organized definitely can involve some or all of these elements. However, none of them on their own will guarantee that you will be organized. In the same way that not being any of these things doesn't mean that you can't be organized. For example, just because you have a very messy side of the bed and it drives your partner or furry friend crazy doesn't mean that you are not or cannot be an organized person. So here it is. Being organized means, you ready? That you are able to find what you need, when you need it, in the least amount of time possible. You know where everything is and you can find items quickly and easily. Just because your teenager's bedroom or colleague's workstation causes you a tremendous amount of anxiety does not mean that they don't know where their things are. So for the next few weeks, think about how much time you spend needlessly looking for things, whether you are misplacing the same things over and over, and how often you buy something that you know you already have but cannot find. And if you're so inclined, make a list of those things. And if you're feeling really ambitious, see if you can find new homes for these items that are more intuitive to you. Until next time, have a great day, keep smiling, and I look forward to chatting with you soon. Hi, this is Stacey Aika. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Tidy Triumph podcast right here in Focal Point eNews.